Would you call it a meadow?
It is a meadow. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And a place where children can play with trees and grass, is it?
The playground.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about park? What does that mean?
The park,
to
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that mean the same thing? Or?
Not exactly.
What does a park mean then?
A
what
park means something like a flat. I don't necessarily have to have trees
mm-hmm.
in a park.
Oh, okay. How about a low-lying place in the land that is like, you know how Tucson sort of sits in a bowl?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Not an arroyo. It's a ravine. So
mm-hmm.
No, not a ravine.
Bigger
that,
than that.
That would be bigger than that.
Would you call it a basin?
A basin. Uh-huh.
Okay. And does a basin always have to refer to something on the surface, or do you ever talk about the water basin, or
the
like
water
something?
Basin,
could
uh-huh.
a basin be something under the ground?
Or maybe the water level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alligators live in what kind of area?
Well, in a wet place where they have water.
Uh-huh, and that's called a...
A wet place. Well, they live for instance, like in Florida where you have...
You have like Okefenokee,
lake,
what?
You're right, an Everglade or something like that.
Yeah, but Okefenokee is what?
Is it swamp?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And a flat-topped hill in the desert is called a...
Mesa.
Uh-huh. And a drop-off.
Or a plateau. They also call them plateaus, don't they?
Yeah,
a plateau
uh-huh.
is a flat.
Is that bigger than a mesa?
I don't know. But you know, when you think you reach a plateau, you know, you reach the height.
Yeah.
Of something. And a mesa is something like a tabletop.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
sure. And, let's see, a sharp drop-off is called a...
Gorge?
Or a sharp drop-off on
a cliff?
Mesa.
Cliff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the plural of cliff?
Cliffs.
Mm-hmm. And,
do some people have trouble saying it?
Some people don't say the S.
Well, they don't?
No.
Maybe they have. You know, my son, one of our sons, used to have trouble pronouncing S's.
Well, in some places it's dialectal. You don't say the S.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he had trouble saying yeses, and so we had to take him to UTEP to a speech clinic in the
uh-huh.
summertime, and they had girls who did nothing, but within a week they had him pronouncing yeses.
Oh, wow.
And I had been working with him, you know, because I worked with all the kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they learned to speak. And but those girls at UTEP were so good.
Yeah.
In the
yeah.
summer, it was a summer program,
yeah.
a speech clinic, and,
uh-huh.
and they were wonderful.
Yeah, that's neat.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Now, can you explain to me how the water gets to the farmland in El Paso?
Irrigation.
Mm-hmm.
And ditches.
Mm-hmm.
From the dam originally.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes down
mm-hmm.
in canals
mm-hmm.
and ditches.
Mm-hmm. And what's a ditch along an upgraded road? What's that called?
A ditch along an upgrade. Where you have a levee?
A levee? Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you have a road and then you have the water beside the levee.
Mm-hmm. And soil that's no good for planting is?
Non-arable or something.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And soil that is good for planting is?
Arable, I guess.
Well, and then what is that thing that's hard for us to dig through that we have trouble with in
Appalachia?
And in front of a neighborhood, you have a strip of cement called?
Sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. And do you have special names for paved roads?
Streets?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean, street?
Yeah. In some places where I guess they didn't have pavement before, they used to call them by the actual...
Concrete or,
yeah.
or pavement? Because some of them are concrete.
Yeah.
Rather
right.
than... pavement is something different
mm-hmm.
from asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pavement is more or less an asphalt, isn't it? And,
yeah.
And the others are concrete.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's about to run out. And then unpaved roads are called what?
Just dirt roads.
Mm-hmm. and a neighborhood with houses on either side and a line of trees down.